100% truth. Balanced reporting. No apologies. This is BMN, America's greatest newsroom.
Good morning and welcome back to It Speaks. About 6 weeks ago, Texas lawmakers passed a bill that only allows abortions when the subject does not show a heartbeat. They seem pretty smug for having hearts that stopped back when my Nana sat next to Jesus in grade school in the face of a law that explicitly allows the disposal of persons without a heartbeat. California has written into law a new set of bills allowing single-family homes to be replaced with multifamily units up to a fourplex. A CFO living in a late-model 10,000-square-foot luxury home in Encinitas, California, comments, "I'll just move to Texas." In a somewhat predictable turn of events, Fortnite maker Epic Games remains blacklisted on iOS over their lawsuit. Epic seems hardly bothered at all by the predicament, but parents everywhere still haven't recovered from the shock of having to deal with their children again. Lawmakers in California continue to ignore the bellwether toll as flocks of people flee their state's restrictive zoning laws, taxes, ordinances, high price of living, shitty people, massive housing crisis, and overwhelming homeless problem. "Don't worry," say state legislators, "they'll miss the weather." The California State Fair is hosting their first ever state-sanctioned cannabis competition alongside the livestock and food competition this year. "That's nothing," claims carny Jimmy Lee of Redding, California. "You should see the Meth Olympics that we do in the funhouse after payday." Three GOP lawmakers have filed impeachment articles against the current president, Joe Biden. Cited in the articles are the eviction moratorium, the border crisis, and the administration's handling of the departure from Afghanistan, meant to frame him as violating his oath to the American people and unfit for office. When asked, the three Texas and Arizona representatives said, "This is definitely not for media attention." This update has been brought to you by Equine Escape. Is there a horse in your house? Is it stuck on the second floor and won't go down the stairs that those frat boys pushed it up some odd 7 hours ago? Call on Equine Escape for their white glove equestrian defenestration services. Their talented jockeys and trainers will coach your horse over 34-hour sessions to leap over windowsills to freedom, regardless of the presence of a reasonable or safe landing location on the other side. They guarantee their service is in accordance with state minimums and will charge you slightly less than the emotional discomfort of dodging road apples in your study. Mention Snuffies off Route 44 for a free upgrade to the Silver Package featuring our very popular "Get This Dead Horse Off My Back Porch" follow-up service. Equestrian defenestration from Equine Escape, America's number one ethically questionable luxury horse removal service. So, to update you guys on the challenge from yesterday, I have identified an area of issues that I need to work on. My throughput is far from optimum at work, and when I had to stare that down when a coworker, asked about it, I was less than perfectly polite. I was insecure, and I'm suffering from some difficulties right now that are having an impact on my ability to work efficiently. Some of these things are external to myself, and some of them are purely my own responsibility, and in communicating them today, I really missed the mark when I needed to rise to the occasion. Now I have to attempt to repair the situation with him and take action to improve what parts of this debacle I can take responsibility for. Hopefully this next tidbit will be helpful for you and I going forward. Today's challenge comes from Gretchen Rubin, author of Better Than Before, What I Learned About Making and Breaking Habits to Sleep More, Quit Sugar, Procrastinate Less, and Generally Build a Happier Life. It reads, "Instead of feeling like you've blown the day and thinking, 'I'll get back on track tomorrow,' try thinking of each day as a set of four quarters, morning, midday, afternoon, and evening. If you blow one quarter, you get back on track for the next quarter. Fail small, not big. Try this today and reflect on it in the evening. Did it work? I think it's pretty cool. I'll let you know, how it worked for me tomorrow. Until then, stay safe. I'm Boston, and this has been It Speaks.